Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting the gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is starting for us. But I am not alone tonight. We will have, in just a minute, we will have Christina joining us, as usual, on Mondays. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with all that happening, let's go ahead and bring Christina in here. Christina.
Good evening, Proof. The kind intro is truly appreciated. And thank you to everyone for joining us this evening. Everything good with you?
With me, yeah. I was thinking you were talking to the audience.
Hopefully everything's good with them too. But,
so, what do you have going on right now? What's the latest in your world?
Oh my gosh, I'm just this case with Trump. I mean, it's so frustrating. I mean, honestly, I compare what's happening to him right now. I mean, the fact that that's even being presented in a court, that they could absolutely just destroy, like, basically his life, his way of making a living, his children.
Christina, if you're talking about the real estate. So just to recap with the audience here. So everyone in the world, except for this judge, understands that Mar-a-Lago is worth somewhere, low estimate, $300 million, maybe $800 million. The property sits on water on one side of the property and the ocean on the other side. And there's many acres. The word mansion is an understatement. And this liberal judge laughs and he smiles for the camera.
Yeah.
And he says that this property, even though he has nothing to do with anything in Florida, says that this property is only worth $18 million, but you have two-acre lots down the street from him with no property on it. The land may or may not have been kept up, and it's like 2 acres, and that can go for $50 million, but Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, and because the judge said it's only worth $18 million, that he can constitute that as fraud, where he's trying to fraud the courts. And so he could take property away. That's what I'm trying to understand.
I mean, it just is what is causing them to attack his ability to do business in New York?
Not just New York, but the judge believes that he could start taking all of Trump's assets.
I mean, this is crazy. People have to start standing up for this. This is no different in my eyes. What's happening to Trump right now is similar to what the Ayatollah Khomeini did to the Iranian people and businesses. So, I mean, it's literally like they've decided, this is crazy because we know if they're saying Trump has inflated, you're going to tell me that, I mean, come on. How many people in the world do that if that's the case? And not to mention that, you know, you've got people that have to appraise the properties. I just don't understand it. It's a witch hunt. It's nothing more than a witch hunt. like he said before he went into court today, if he wasn't running for president and if he didn't have so many people supporting him, none of this would be going on.
Oh, absolutely.
So I mean, things are messed up. And people have to start. I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up, honestly. Until it happens to them. But I don't know. I'm really disgusted with humanity. That's all I know. So I know I was listening to the video, the interview with Dr. David Martin, and you know, in one point he said, we as humans have done a pretty crappy job of modeling a better form of humanity. And that's oh so true. I mean, it's much more true these days. So I'm just ready for something to happen. I mean, honestly, I'm sick of just being in this, you know, soup of limbo. It's just, it's kind of like, when is the military? You know, although I did see what was good, I was watching another video that Trump was in. I'm trying to remember where he was. And he walked in and there were a bunch of military. And I think they had police on the back and they were like so, you know, receiving of him, so happy to see him. And he goes in there and they pull him in the middle of him and want their picture taken and they follow him, you know. It was nice. So
just a heads up here. I thought I read the time wrong on your clip that you wanted. I thought it was 13 minutes and 10 seconds. I didn't realize it was an hour and a half. I may or may not be able to get that up.
Okay. Well, the part of it that he basically summarized it in that 1 minute, 15 seconds or 30 seconds. So
right,
at the very
the
beginning.
The thing is I can't really upload or I can't edit clips while I'm on air.
I gotcha. Okay. So it was just, yeah, like that first part, and I didn't know if you could just stop it. But no, everyone needs to listen and watch that whole video. I mean, he goes into detail about why we are where we are, and it's not opinion. These are all, he has facts to back all of this and proof. You know, people need to listen. I mean, you know, he's not tiptoeing around anything anymore. He never has. David never has. He's always, you know, said the truth. He's not afraid. He doesn't walk in fear. And the rest of us have to be the same way. But, you know, he just says it as it is. These gene therapies are bioweapons. Plain and simple. And he goes into detail about how it all started back in the early 1900s. And, you know, it just is amazing, you know, and they were talking about it and he said, anyway, and if somebody, it's Silenced with Tommy Robinson is the name of the show. But David, he said most doctors, you know, the guy asking about, but what about doctors? And David said most of them are prostitutes. He said, you know, literally, that's all they are. And he said the first clinical trial done on this type of technology was, let's see, the COVID vaccine altering what it means to be human. And he said currently in the U.S. are, and this is documented, there are 64 registered toxins and pathogens in development. So he just said it's a biological weapon not by my words, but by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I mean, they're the ones that said these were biological weapons. So the problem is, you know, he said that the media, you know, you see what's happening to Russell Brand. So if the, he said, if the media is not talking about what I'm talking about, he said they've either been paid off or, you know, they're just, they're terrified. They're afraid to say anything. And I guess that's why most people just, you know, they don't know anything about any of this. So we just got to somehow tell on it, you know. And what's great about David, too, is like you said, he's like, he said, I don't have, you don't have to go through somebody to get to me. He's like, I'll do a podcast or an interview with anyone. He said,
oh, hey, if you ever want to reach out and see if he wants to come on a Monday.
Yeah, I think I will. When he said that, I was like, hmm. So, definitely. And it, and I know the interview he had when they were at that in Denmark doing that international like hearing or whatever. I think he said they wiped out, was it 23 or 33 minutes of what he said? So, you know, even there, his information got suppressed, some of it. So it just, you know, and there was, and I've got to look this up. There's a, they said that the largest influencer in the world is an organization called PHRMA. I forget what it stands for. I got to look that up again. PHRMA. So he said everybody thinks it's like, what was it? Oil and something else, industries influence things or are the wealthiest organizations in the world. And he said, no, it's this one. So he just, you know, he said, how does he word that? When you take the injection, you become like under the control of Big Pharma. You know, he said for people that think their job was important enough to line up for that shot, I mean, honestly, he said, you know, if they would just ask themselves a few other questions, they wouldn't even, he said, then they would know the answer. It just, it's a great interview, and it just, it's very enlightening. And I think once everyone sees it, you know, first, they're all going to just be like, whoa, wait a minute, what? You know, this can't be true, but it is. I mean, he like I said, the information is all out there. You know, he said, you know, all these politicians and different media and stuff, he said they can't find, they tell me they can't find these resources that I'm talking about. And he spits it out. And he said, all you got to do is go right here. And there it is. You know, so I, so undoubtedly they're purposely not leading people to the resources either. So it just, it's very disturbing. And we just, like I said, we just got to keep talking about the truth, and hopefully more and more people will know. But I, where did that, I also heard, did you see that finally Gilead, the manufacturer of Remdesivir, they're finally getting hit with class action lawsuits. And, oh, which is fantastic. And I know what the allegations, it's because it deceptively failed to disclose possible side effects. And, you know, I remember years ago, someone said that it's extremely hard to sue, like, you know, doctors, pharma, but they said there is one thing that generally you can always go back on and you will usually win with it. And he said it's failure to disclose. So he said, no matter what it is, you know, if it's a childhood vaccine, if it's an antibiotic you're receiving, anything that like that, if they fail to disclose to you all the possibilities that can go wrong with it, you have the right to go after them. Gilead, they all knew that this would injure, like they knew that one of the big side effects for the remdesivir was the kidney failure, which then mimics, you know, pneumonia, causing them to incubate people. So it was all a setup, and they thought they could get away with it. And obviously they have. They have gotten away with it so far. But yeah, so there were two people out of California. It says one is a relative of someone who died after receiving remdesivir. And then there's also a Deborah Fust, who is the surviving spouse of a Michael Fust. He says he was in, and then this Edward Pimentel, who says he was injured after receiving REM. So they're all accusing Gilead of failing to disclose the side effects in its promotion of remdesivir. And that's what everybody has to remember. You know, they have to tell you this stuff, but although they keep on arguing, these companies that, you know, are supposedly have immunity to murder people freely, that they're arguing, oh, we have immunity. You know, you can't come up. But a lot of the judges are saying, oh, no, you know, you're wrong. So I urge people out there, if you had loved ones, now I'm not an attorney, I'm not giving legal advice, but if you have loved ones that went into the hospital, received remdesivir, and either passed away or now have injuries because of it, especially kidneys, I urge you to try and find attorneys that will look at your case. I'm trying to remember, I think prosecutenow.io. Let me see if that's back up. They took it down for a while, but I think, okay, so it's working again. So one website that people can go to, and this has to do with Dr. David Martin, too. He helped set this up. It's a place that people can go on there. So it's just Prosecute Now. It's prosecutenow.io. So you can go to that site, and at the bottom of the page, it says report a medical injury or discrimination, and it's got a report now button. So I urge everyone, if you've had anything happen with either the remdesivir or the gene therapy injections, go here because they're trying to get information from as many people as they can. And this is what we have to do, because the number is huge. I mean, I know personally, I have a friend right now who, you know, she went in there. She had the flu, or I don't know if it was the bioweapon virus or the flu or whatever, but she was very sick. She had the pneumonia. They gave her remdesivir. I mean, and her kidneys now, you know, they're not great. So I'm trying to get some information from them to see if they can get a hold of. So they're saying what people need to do is, if they had the remdesivir, they need to try and get the medical records of their blood work showing their creatinine levels before they had remdesivir, and then show and then get the paperwork after they had the remdesivir, if they survived, to get the blood work of their creatinine levels after they had it. And they said the difference is drastic. They said you can really see, you know, the damage. So there's, I don't know why the prosecutenow.io was down for a really long time, but now it's back up, so thank God. But I think they just, you know, they're constantly trying to hack it and shut it down because it's a place where people can go and report all their the information that's going on with them. So anyway, but yeah, that was that. And then let's see. Yeah, because this was, so here was the guy, this Bradford Geyer. He's an attorney with former Feds Group. So that's, it's a group. And he's representing the plaintiffs. And he said that remdesivir is a terrible drug. He said they have thousands of members of this organization who have the hospital records showing the difference in the creatinine levels and the blood levels of their kidney readings after they got the remdesivir, before and after. And there's a drastic difference. So hopefully, you know, people will hear this, pay attention, share the information. And I just, oh, for God's sake, people, please do not, I mean, don't take these poison injections. I mean, or at least just don't just line up for it without doing a ton of homework. I mean, they're very dangerous, very, very dangerous. We know so many people. I know so many people that have gotten the blood clots. I know people died from the blood clots, stroked out, and I know people that have survived that had the clots develop in their lungs. I mean, these are people I know personally. So, I mean, it's a real thing. So, let's see. That was that. And then, let me get on over to, what else was I looking at? This was, so the, did you see the thing about the 46 pages of the FOIAED emails between the CDC leaders?
No.
The Dr. Fauci? Did you? Okay.
Hey, if you want to go over that, yeah. I need like 2 or 3 minutes real quick here. I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. Okay. So there were 46 pages of emails between the CDC leaders, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins, and the White House, NIH, HHS. Anyway, it shows they knew about the vaccine-induced myocarditis, thrombotic thrombocytopenia, which is obviously a blood clotting disorder. And over 80% of these emails were redacted. So they knew all this back early during the beginning of this scamdemic. So it's summer, plandemic is a more appropriate word. They've planned everything for years. You know, so it's, and like I said, the blood clotting thing, disorder, it's a real thing. I mean, I know people personally. So it's, you know, people have to really start speaking up and talking to others about this. I mean, we just can't be silent and say, eh, let them do what they want. No. You know, we've got to speak out, people. We've got to be better than this. So, you know, when things like this are happening, I mean, you know that the cartel is just running this country. And with everything that's going on, I mean, and then you've got the, you know, I said Merrick Garland, he should have a freaking Oscar after his, you know, performance on 60 Minutes. I mean, that was about a joke. I mean, talk about calling the kettle black. I mean, he just sitting there and coming to tears and talking about the Oklahoma bombing in January 6th. I'm like, give me a break. You know, all the harm and everything that the administration, that this administration has caused, and the government organization, the NIH, I mean, this is infuriating. I can't stomach to watch the guy. I mean, they're the greatest actors of all time. I also wanted to talk about, I'll have to get back on here to get this. Get back to it. Where did I put it? It was on, I think, here. Yeah, I don't know if many of you, this is the right one. Yeah. So I don't know if many of you are familiar with Dr., and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Astrid or Astrid Stuckelberger. She, let me get down here. She was an expert and insider who knows more than many of us do because she worked at the World Health Organization and the United Nations where these deadly bioweapons were developed. So she, you know, she was right there in the thick of it. So this is not just, you know, hearsay. She was there. She saw all of this going down. And she revealed that the contents of the COVID jabs are, in fact, bioweapons that were specifically developed of harming people, not protecting them against the deadly virus. Now, this, I'm reading this from Natural News and naturalnews.com. You guys can all go to that website and see all this. But so she basically, you know, they said that if you're not vaccinated, if you didn't get this BioNTech, and you know Pfizer called it BioNTech, it's bio-nanotech or bio-neural-tech, and mRNA is mode RNA. Dr. Stuckelberger explained in response to a question from the health ranger about the interface between the injections, 5G, and other EMFs. So it's a computer program, and it is really about, let me start with this, we are human, and we are bioelectric magnetic. We have electroencephalogram. We know that our brain functions with electricity, impulse, stimulus, response, neural network. They have mapped the brain. They can target your brain, and they can also target those who are vaccinated because they have oxide graphene and metal, chrome, nickel, aluminum in all vaccines. And they have parasites. And it is all synthetic, not biological. So, you know, we've had proof of that for many, many years, a lot of those things in just the other types of vaccines, you know, childhood vaccines. And it's pretty scary to know now. I mean, unfortunately, the majority of us before, I mean, I didn't wise up to all of this until probably my second child in her, when she was in high school. So my girls unfortunately received vaccine, childhood vaccines. Now they're 30 and 35, so they didn't receive as many as they are these days, but you know, they received some, and I just, oh, if I could go back, that's one of the things I would change. I wouldn't have ever let them have anything. And, you know, people have to really start diving into this and realize that how are we to trust them? Safe and effective. And, you know, these are our children. I mean, the fact that, you know, women carry these, you know, these beautiful babies grow inside you. And then the minute they pop out, they're wanting to inject a freaking toxin like that into their little bodies, it makes no sense. So I beg people to just really start digging in and doing their homework. And you will then realize you don't want to do this. You know, babies, I'm sorry. They're not safe. They're poisoning our children. You know, remove the immunity that these manufacturers have, and maybe they'll try to develop something to actually boost our immunity. But vaccines and gene therapies are not the answer, and they never will be. I mean, everything that man has experienced as far as these so-called you know, when they call them epidemics or whatever, of the Spanish flu and all these things, of polio, if people really dig in and do their homework and you've got to get into information that's not corporately funded, you know, it's not biased in any way. You've got to go to neutral research. And when you get in there and dig in, you will see that everything you've heard throughout your life is all a lie. I mean, you've got polio when you there's a book called Moths in the Iron Lung. And when you read that book, it revealed that the real culprit of the polio, and it wasn't, they don't even think it was really polio. They think it was the toxin presenting itself as polio. So what it was is Paris Green, and it had like arsenic and all these chemicals they were using, they were spraying on crops, kill because these moths had been brought over from England. You know, they had gotten out over here, and they were never supposed to get out over here because they started just destroying agriculture. And to combat
it. Can
you jump in? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was letting you go on and on and on. And it's like we have a caller. And, and it's like I want to generate some offense, too.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring in Leslie from Tennessee. She's out on medical leave right now. She was my Thursday co-host until an injury set in. So hopefully she'll be back with us soon.
Okay.
So, Leslie, welcome in.
Hello. How are you?
Hi,
Leslie. Well, so a lot of stuff has happened today. Have y'all been watching the news?
Yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So I can tell y'all a story. I've been listening to what you've been saying about the, you know, back the vaccines and everything, and you know about the COVID shots. And of course, you know, everybody has their own opinions on shots. You know, and unfortunately, I made the mistake of getting the Moderna 2 shot a couple of years ago. I will not get any of the the fall to those shots, but unfortunately now I have high blood pressure, and I believe it's what caused it. But I will tell y'all a quick story about what happened to a friend of mine, and this made news, and it was actually, you can and look it up, his name is Jason McCollum, but he passed away of COVID. He had been on an ECMO machine for over a year down at UAB Hospital, and, you know, Of course, we all know people that probably passed away from COVID, and he was on these machines, and he had been at a hospital, like a small regional hospital in Alabama, in Coleman, Alabama, and they had shipped him down there to put him on an ECMO and a bypass machine. So he was down there for about a year, and they finally got all of his, that they were going to do a lung transplant amongst a few other things. And so the day of the procedure, they have him in there, and he has a stroke while they have him on the table. So unfortunately, he left behind two young boys and his wife.
Oh,
and
wow.
He, a year older than me, you know, I mean, I don't really know if he was vaccinated or not. But you can look him up on the internet, Jason McCollum. There was a reporter out of one of the news stations in Birmingham. And I don't know if you know this, Christina, but I'm originally from Alabama, but I live here in the Nashville area now. But there was a reporter that did a story on him, and it showed all the machines that they had hanging out of him. And I'm honestly, being on an ECMO machine, I'm really surprised he actually lived as long as he did, because if you know anything about ECMO machines, they were originally intended for infants, and they're lung bypass machines that they put a lot of people on. And so personally, working on an ambulance for a long time, I believe that they were blowing people's lungs up. it was not just the remdesivir or some of the drugs. Of course, I do believe that played a part in people dying of COVID, but it was also just the overall, you know, treat the high flow oxygen that we were, that they were given, you know, people that were treated with COVID. So there was a whole lot of things that were involved in that. But, you know, I've got a best friend that's kind of like you that has had two smaller children over the years, and her daughter ended up with autism on the same, aspect of it. But here's the same, you know, you also have to look at it too, that, you know, that her brother had a child with autism too. So, but, you know, there's just really no way to know for sure. You know, you just got, like you said, you've had to make those educated guesses, you know, for yourself. If, you know, here's the thing. We've also, you know, I'm 48. Proof is, I think, a year older than me. So we're all kind of.
I was only a year older. I'm 51.
Oh, well,
I started
saying.
Yeah, I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
but I forgot about
last
that.
Week.
Well, yeah, but I'm, but here's the point to that. We're not, you know, we're not all too far from, you know, one another. Pretty much, you know, the fact of that we've all had vaccines, and I don't think it really did anything to me because, you know, I mean, we all had, if you went to college, which, you know, I did, you know, you had to have the MMR too, and I mean, I worked on an ambulance for a living. I was fire EMS, and had to have all those shots too. So, you know, I don't really know. I think that I definitely think that those COVID shots, they were definitely bad. But as far as before, I don't know what's changed over the years to make people, you know, so sick. But I think it's a combination of things. I don't think it's just the vaccines by themselves. I think it's a combination of our food that they're feeding us.
But absolutely, that makes, that effect.
Yeah.
But what we have to remember is with the childhood vaccines, me being 58, when I was a child, I received very few. We received single doses back when I was a kid. We didn't receive these multi-dose vaccines, and we didn't receive a ton of them all at once.
Let me ask you a question. So, how many? I don't know what state you live in. How many are your children receiving? How many have they? How many did they? How many are they receiving? I know, of course, you don't have small children, but how many other children receiving now?
So, I had two daughters, and one was born in 88 and one 93. So, in 93, they had definitely added more to the list, but I remember they had the polio, the liquid live. I think the live. I remember them having that, and I remember them doing the MMR. I did not do chickenpox. My kids had chickenpox. They had the virus.
Yeah, I had it too. And honestly, if it came down to it, you know, I would have just rather, instead of putting something in my body, and you know that chicken pox are survivable, I would just go ahead and rather have, you know, that immunity to it, you know, than having that. And here's the thing too, speaking on that behalf, you know, I had a lot of patients. I was breathed on with. I had one patient that one time that my friend Paige, she was with me. We were on a call, and of course she was, you know, fire EMS too. We're on a call, and this guy is like coughing like all over us, and she's like, I can't hear one of his lungs, you know. And I was like, okay. She's like, here, listen to this. So we're listening to this. Of course, he's coughing, and then whenever his friend steps away, he's politely telling us that he's had active TB. But the crazy thing about it, though, you know, for being around, you know, patients with hepatitis, HIV, you know, many other, you know, tuberculosis. I never got any of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I've never had COVID.
And
you
see that
to me,
and that's where that, you know, the germ theory. That's where that arises from, because it's like, and the terrain theory, because it's like, how were you, right there directly, you know, exposed to all of that and you didn't receive anything. So it's, yeah, I mean, there's so many questions out there still, but I still, the issue is these things like COVID, SARS, you know, and the Paris Green thing I was going to talk about a while ago with moth and the iron lung and, you know, polio, a lot of these things have been created by our freaking governments, you know?
Absolutely.
It's scary. And none of this would be happening right now if it wasn't for them. I mean, they did this.
Let me tell you this before you say anything else. Do you want me to tell you a big one that was created by our government? Lyme disease.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that.
Oh, it was. You should watch a video called Underneath Our Skin, because my best friend, she has Lyme disease that she got from her mother. Because Lyme disease is transmittable in the womb from mother to child. And Lyme disease was created by our government for warfare. So it's not like COVID is the first created type of warfare, you know, that, I mean, Lyme disease has been around for a long time and people have just grown to accept it. Yet it was created to do what it does now, and so many people have it, and it has caused other illnesses that people don't even know because, you know, our government doesn't, you know, it's like not a big deal now. They don't want to make it a big deal.
Yeah, they're too focused on this one right now.
There's a lot of people I know with Lyme disease that they'll tell you if you go to the ER now, you know, or the doctor, or you go to get treatment that, you know, they give you a few shots and Lyme disease goes away. It does not go away. It actually causes co-infections.
Well, and there's many of us back into the system. Yeah, sure.
And there's many of us. So it's not like COVID is the first warfare. I mean,
no,
this is
not at
kinda,
all.
You know, it's just, this is, it's a crime against humanity, and so is Lyme disease. So, and the biggest thing is our government and other governments have been allowed to get away with this, and nobody says anything.
Right, right.
Nobody stands up, and if people stand up, then all of a sudden, you know, it's an insurrection if somebody says anything, and people are prosecuted, and here you have this congressman that pulled a fire alarm to go vote, supposedly, that was a high school principal formerly. I don't know if you heard about this, but they go to vote.
I have a clip or two on that.
And it's a federal crime, and they're trying to make excuses for him. They're trying to make excuses for somebody that did a federal crime that if you and I would have done, that we would have gone to jail for, and it is up to 30 years in prison, and he's trying to not make a big deal out of it, and he knows it's a big deal.
And everybody's laughing about it.
It's not funny. It's not a bit funny. I don't find it funny.
No.
I don't find it funny whenever Joe Biden makes jokes about about his car all the time. I don't find it funny at all.
No.
And obviously those people up in New York now, whenever you have AOC and you have some of that congregation out there standing in front and you have those people in New York that are really pissed off now that are Democrats, that are liberals, that voted this in and now they're mad?
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Yeah. Nope. I said
and
this,
I don't know what's
the
gonna,
divide. Yep.
But what's going to happen? What's going to cause everybody to wake up and be like, I've done, had enough of this?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. They can prosecute so many people, but they can't prosecute all of us.
Right. I got news for them. There's way more of us than them, and they better start paying attention to that, because to cause a civil war that they don't want to happen.
And it's just like today. The judge, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that there would have been political pressure on that judge that's a Democrat today, you would have think that because the statute of limitations had ran out on what Letitia James is trying to accuse him of, Do you think that that judge would have turned a blind eye? No, because there's now people are paying attention and they know it.
Yep.
But you know what? There's still people on Facebook or people I know that don't want to get involved, want to turn a blind eye, don't want to get political. But it's coming down to this country where people, you're either going to have to take a side, and there's no doubt which side. But you're going to have to take side or other.
Well, and there's only one president that right now is on the side of humanity with all this stuff that is speaking up and saying, yes, it was planned. You know, it's not good, and that's Kennedy. I mean, and I've heard that he might be going independent. And I said, you know, there's nothing that would speak louder than everybody voting if he runs as an independent. Can you imagine if he won as an independent? That's what needs to happen.
But they call him crazy. They call him crazy.
Oh, he's
and
not
Joe,
crazy.
You know, like, and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, and Joe Biden denied him protection, even though there was a man pretending that he was Secret Service.
Yep. Of course.
So I don't understand how the Bidens still get away with this. And everybody says, oh, there's – and I listen to the hearing.
Yeah.
I listen to every bit of the hearing nearly of – you know, and then you talk about that, of course, they all get up on their high horse, especially, you know, the Democrats do. There's nothing to see here. He just loves his son. Well, you know what? I have relatives that love me, too, but I still got my ass whipped when I needed it.
Yeah, no joke.
And I sure as hell wasn't doing crack, because let me tell you, if I was doing crack.
Yeah.
There was consequences. It wasn't none of this.
Yes.
It wasn't none of this. Like, he loved me so much.
Yeah.
Because that's what creates alcoholics and drugs drug addicts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very true. Am I a little bit mad tonight? I'm a little bit mad because I'm tired of the circus. It is day in
too.
And day out. And I used to never really think about this stuff too much. But you know what? Whenever they try to force it down your throat. I'll tell y'all another little story, too, about my neighbor. So my neighbor has lived beside me for 4 years. My neighbor is trans, has transed over from a male to a female. Oh. And the other night, you know, I've always been nice to him. No matter what I believe, and I've always, like, there's been a couple times, like, hey, you okay? Like, the other night I came in and had his flashlight out there, and I was like, hey, you okay? Yeah, well, I just got sick, and I had already offered him some pizza before, you know, I knew that he had, like, thrown up and got sick on the way home, but he goes, well, I won't eat there at this food establishment, right? And I was like, well, why don't you eat there at the food establishment? He said, because there was somebody with a Trump hat on, and you'll never know what they'll do to us trans people. We have a high rate of being, violence or whatever else he said. And I looked at him, and I said, do you know how long that you've lived here beside me? He answered the question, and I said, I voted for Trump in 16. I said, I voted for Trump in 20. I said, I'm going to vote for Trump again. And I said, you know what? I said, if your butt were getting hurt, I said, by somebody randomly, I said, I'm going to be that Second Amendment card-carrying Republican that's going to be up there hurting somebody because they're trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
And he started kind of backing up, kind of look, you know, kind of like, oh, they had no idea that, you know, that I'm a conservative. I said, you know, I said, have I ever been mean to you? Got real quiet on the in the hallway. And this was just after I had offered him a job, too, a few weeks ago, since he got lost his other job. So you tell me who the people are that are the homophobic, xenophobic, racist people of this argument.
Not
and
us.
I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I am from Alabama, which is one of the reddest states in the United States of America. And I said, there is not one person I know that would ever hurt you. It got really quiet in that conversation.
I don't know anybody that would just go up to a trans person and just start beating them up or whatever.
I mean, tell me. I mean, talk to me about it. Because, I mean, we're talking about this joker's lived beside me for 4 years. And I've never, ever, no matter what my beliefs are, I was always brought up that you treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah. Golden rule. Yep. Absolutely.
But we sure not. But it sure don't work the other way.
No, not at all. Nope. It's either you believe the way we believe, or
You know what kind of shirt that he had on whenever he came to my door the other day? It was a trans shirt. It was a, you know, pride shirt. I didn't say anything. I'm a nice person. People can believe in what they want to believe. They can live the way that they want to live. But I can tell you at the end of the day that either you're a male or you're a female.
That's right.
You drop 100 people off on the island. You come back 100 years later. If there's 100 males on the island, there's going to be nobody else procreated.
Right, right. You
but
can name them physically.
And here's another thing, too. So if you try to talk to this about a friend of mine and her husband, they have it's her stepdaughter. They can't even talk to her about it because she gets mad. So you tell me where that child learned that, because she's only like, I think she's 13.
Oh, wow.
She learned it at school.
Yeah.
You know, and for a long time, you know, I think her dad was just kind of like, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. But the small stuff turns into the big stuff.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Yep. That's what, yeah, people always, oh, it's not a big deal. It's like, oh, really? Look where we are now.
I mean, hey, if you want to choose your life when you get to be an adult, that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't go messing around with a child that's very impressionable. But what's happening is it's some parents that are liberal that have allowed their children, and it's children from these parents that have, it's really not a lot of, I know sometimes it is the teachers, but it's, I can't blame it 100% on the teachers, because it's also the parents that are liberals that are saying, hey, you know, it's okay for my child, so it's okay, you know, so my child pushes off on your child. I mean, that's the way that works. Because, you know, wherever I learned all my cuss words at growing up, it was on the bus. I came home one day, never will forget, came home one day, and I said a cuss word. My mother's like, where did you learn that from? I said, the bus.
Yeah.
Well, that conversation didn't go over too well.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't let my girls ride the bus. Nope, I'm driving in the car. No way.
But we could sit here and talk all day about technical terms. We could, about how all these people talk technical terms on TV. But really, we're talking about nuts and bolts of it that's really happening in an American family that I know, that probably you know. And this family lives right down the road from me, and we don't need the TV to tell us what's happening. But we also have parents that are turning a blind eye to it because their children are getting mad because it's okay for their friends to do it.
Mm.
And you know, and then we brought up the other night, whenever it came up sitting at dinner, about him getting help for his daughter. Because you know, whenever you see yourself as something that you're not, it is a mental disease.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's got a daughter.
Bad. Yeah. He's got four girls.
Oh my God.
And all three of them, let me tell you, three of the four. Now the youngest one I don't know. But at least two of them are bisexual and one's gay. And they're not even 16 yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So basically what they've done is they've raised little liberals. And he says he's a conservative, but yet you allow your children to get away with certain things. I mean, they stay on TikTok 24/7, where TikTok is pushing this. You never have control over anything. You know, I mean, when we were all growing up, we didn't have all the social media. There was, you know, even if you were outside, though, or inside, or whatever you were doing, I don't know about y'all's parents or grandparents. My grandparents pretty much raised me, but there was always some kind of control over whatever you did. You know what I mean? I was not allowed.
Absolutely.
I was not allowed free reign.
Right.
You know, I was not allowed to have. I was not allowed to have, you know, other children in my bedroom without the door being open. There was also some kind of restriction.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because whenever you leave children unattended, you have unattended consequences.
Yes, and you also have to know everyone that they're ever allowed to hang around with. My girls were never allowed to go to a house that I had never been in and didn't know the parents. It was not allowed. They were also never allowed to go to a house that had older boy siblings, because I know how that can go down. So, I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have. I mean, especially these days. Holy cow. I'd probably have a whole new list of restrictions, you know.
So let me ask you a question. So
yeah.
A friend of mine, she has a 16-year-old, 17-year-old. No, she's 17 because she's a senior this year. But she's got friends that actually believe they're a cat or dog, that identify as a cat or dog. Explain that to me. And we're talking about parents that allow litter boxes in the house.
Well, yeah, I know what I'd like to do to those parents.
I mean, but when did that become okay?
It's not okay. And you know what? I'm sorry, but that's not right. Honestly, I don't know that I can't go there, because to me, that is just it's a freak show. It's a cry for attention. The parents are sick. I mean, if they're going to allow that kind of stuff to go on, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, though. On the flip side of that, too, we're talking about the trans person that basically, you know, had assumed I was not a, you know, that had assumed I was not a conservative. Guess what his parents are?
Conservative?
Yeah.
Well, I would just say that something really wrong happened during his life. I mean, almost always, if you dig in and go back to the history of their childhood, you're going to find something along the way that happened to cause this. I don't believe that people just all of a sudden, I'm sorry. The problem too is people are so unconscious. You're going to have to start questioning if they're even human anymore. I mean, fact that, you know, God's missing. There's no culture in these people's lives.
But I can almost guarantee you, if they're a conservative family, that they did have, that he did have God in his life. But I can almost, let me ask you a question. So you kind of brought up a good point about that something happened to him. So I've had stuff happen to me in my life.
Yeah.
But I think I've turned out pretty okay. I mean, I have a stable job, you know, I mean, I have a place to live, all that kind of jazz. You know,
yes.
I don't believe in stealing. You know, I have a moral compass. I had grandmothers and great grandmothers that really took good care of me. But I still have bad stuff that happened to me. But yet, I didn't turn out like that. So explain it to me.
Well, and because probably you also, even though you had bad things happen to you, it sounds like you did have family that actually supported you. You had someone there, you know, that was there for you, and maybe you had instilled in you at a very young age.
But not all the time. Let me tell you, my grandmother was Church of Christ. My great grandmother was Church of Christ. And if you didn't go to a Church of Christ via my great grandmother, I mean, you were going to burn in hell. I mean, total judgmental. So I don't always believe. I just, so there's no rhyme or reason why some, I think it's just, honestly, I think it's just free choice. And people either decide to do what they do, and they decide that they make these choices, or they don't.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, because I have my oldest grandson, he is 15. And, you know, and granted, you know, my daughter and her husband, they're great parents. And he has a lot of family support, grandmothers and, you know, people to love him. But he and his friend, one day, I was around him about a month ago, and they were disgusted. They said, we don't want to go to school anymore. We can't stand all this. It was during the month when they had at school, they actually had a month set aside for, I guess, gay people or whatever. And they hated it. They were like, no, this is not okay. And the one kid now is being homeschooled. He literally did not want to go back. So, you know, he actually is on, thank God. I was so happy to hear him say that. I'm like, Aiden, I'm so proud of you. I said, thank you. I said, it's reassuring to me to know that you're not okay with that. You know, so I don't know. I mean, there are, I study health too. So I do believe that people can have, especially with the food these days, the hormones can greatly affect males. I mean, females too, but males are greatly, they're affected, I think, more. And and parathyroids and these glands like this can really play a role in someone, how they, you know, feel about themselves. And we know that parathyroids are attached to depression. So, you know, there are literally physical things that go wrong that can cause some of this. But I still think, you know, I worked at a travel agency once, and three of her children, three out of four, were gay. And so there were two girls that were lesbian and one boy that was gay. And then there was one girl that was straight, the oldest. So what had happened is, come to find out, she had divorced and then she had remarried. And so the guy that she remarried abused three of the children. They are the ones that turned out to be the gay or lesbian. So that there, you know, I am pretty sure if that hadn't happened, they probably would have been fine. So I don't know. I mean, and then there's Gabor Mate, you know, he talks about how literally before a child is 3 years old, their intuition is so strong that if they are presented like in a situation, if their mother is like when they're, you know, right before they're three, if their intuition senses that their mother is insecure, sad, you know, and things are happening to her and she's not in a good way, it can affect them greatly later in life. It will make them sometimes very insecure because they were intuitive and they felt that, and it can greatly affect them later in life. So there's little things like that too, you know, so we don't know. You don't know sometimes what happens. You know, everybody says, oh, children doesn't remember, they don't remember anything before the age of three. Well, they might not remember anything, but they can greatly be affected than during those first 3 years with their parents.
So you may tell you how affected I was, because my mother was abusive to me growing up. She was mentally and physically abusive to me growing up. And I was real young at a young age. I probably was about 6 years old, and she was on the phone with somebody. And she said if abortions would have been as easy as they are now, she would have had an abortion with me.
Oh, my gosh.
So you tell me how that affects. Because, like I said, I've had some really bad things happen to me over the years.
Are you faith-based? I mean, do you have a – are you close?
Oh, yeah.
God?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
I
but you know what? I also get mad at him at times, because how is it that, you know, sometimes that people have, I feel like, better lives than me, you know,
of
that
course,
are able to not have to go through all this.
I understand that, but he didn't cause that. It's humans that cause that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And
I understand
what you're
saying,
too. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, too. It's like,
God.
No, and it's like, why are these poor children born into this freaking mess? You know, I understand that. It is a question. It is, but it's, we always have to go back to, it's like, God didn't cause that. You know, it's humans caused this. They created this karma. They allow these things to happen, and it seems extremely unfair. But again,
it all goes back to my point that we all, even though our parents did things to us or other people did things, we also have choices that we can make in life.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't understand. I mean, this has just all been a shock to me. I mean, how the liberals have, I mean, who they turned out to be. I mean, I never expected this, you know? It really caught me off guard. And I just thank God for the strong foundation. And I guess just the fact that I am 58, you know, so there comes a point in your life when you reach that spot and it's like, oh, you know exactly who you are, and, you know, you don't fear, and you no longer desire, and you know what's right, you know, and you know what you would never, ever do again in your life. You know, you just know things that are wrong, and it's like, you just know. And, you know, people sometimes like, oh, how do you just know? And it's like, you can't explain it. You know, you just do. So
let me ask a question. Not trying to cut you off, but let me ask you a question. So you said you didn't expect this. Do you think that the Jews ever expected Hitler?
Well, no, that's a good point.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of dictators over time. I mean, do you ever
–
I mean, we're talking about Mikhail Gorbachev. We're talking about, like – and now you have Putin. We're talking about a lot of leaders over the years. Now we're talking about, you know, the Chinese dictators. I mean, there's a lot of things that
– Well, and I was meaning more – didn't expect the – the percentage of liberals to be so immoral and accepting of, you know, just very immoral lifestyles. That's what shocked me more than anything.
It's mind games. It's absolutely mind games that they're playing.
Yeah.
If you don't accept their mind games, then you're racist.
Yeah.
Xenophobic,
exactly.
Homophobic. If you don't accept what they're the narrative that they're pushing, you see it on The View. You see it on The View with those cows every day.
Oh my god!
I don't watch that show, but I've actually seen clips
of it
on there, and I listen and I've heard what they say. But again, it's the agenda that they're pushing because of what all's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, and you see it. I mean, I listen to family members, and it's like the ones that are Democrat, but they don't like what's going on. You know, they would not vote for Biden again. I mean, they know that was not a good thing. But at the same time, they feel that this stuff going on with Trump is justified. They see him as a monster still, but it's because the side that they were on has just done nothing but paint Trump as like one of the worst human beings ever. And it's not the case. I mean,
so,
I don't understand this.
It's the same thing that happened back in Nazi Germany. It's propaganda. It's been going on for years, and it's what they're doing now. And it's how you convince a society to go with your side to keep their power. I mean, it was the same way that Hitler gained control over the Jews. They gave up their guns, and they gave up their lives, and they went to those camps.
Yeah.
You need to go to a break?
Oh, who?
Well, at some point I'd like to talk, I guess, or at least play Mr. Broccoli. Cause,
I was
going to
tell you, Proof. I was like,
I'm letting you two get to know each other, so that's fine.
You know,
the co-hosts don't really
was,
get to talk to each other all that often, so
yeah,
I figured
true.
It was important to build camaraderie here.
Yeah, there was there was one thing I wanted to say too, which was the right thing to do, and it proved that, you know, this is what happens when you do the right thing. So Dr. David Martin, there was a pastor, I think out in Yuma, California, and he said when Newsom at the beginning of COVID banned, like said, churches cannot be open, you know, and so forth, this pastor said, oh no. He said, we are going to be open. And we are going to have protection out front. We will have, you know, guns, and we will have we will have people protecting our church. He said, we are going to be open. And he said, there's nothing Newsom or anybody can do to stop us. And, you know, they stood their ground. And do you know that they never even attempted to go in and close him down? So there is proof that when people know natural law, when they, you know, stand with faith and do not have fear and, you know, have all their ducks in a row and just stand strong, you know, those people are cowards. They're not going to come at you because they know you know the truth. You know, it's when these reptilians see the people that are a little bit, you know, I don't know, you know, and they do have that fear and think that these people can actually harm them, it's when it happens. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it's never going to happen. I'm not saying that they're not going to harm someone, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you stand your ground, from the very beginning and just put it out there and let them know where you are, I think they're going to leave you alone. It's like I said, my business, I never shut down during COVID. I said, no, I'm not going to. And they didn't care around here. I mean, they're like, oh, we're not, you know, we're not enforcing any of that stuff. So thank God.
Well, I live in Tennessee, so unless you lived in a liberal county, which would be Nashville, and it would be Davidson County, and they did in the bars downtown, you were even forbidden to dance in a bar.
Oh,
and you had
God.
a social distance in a bar. Because a friend of mine, he plays on Broadway downtown, and I had gone by there to see him, and you cannot dance in a bar. And you had a social distance in a bar.
Well, do they literally have people in there, like, watching and saying?
Yes, oh, because okay. if they came around and the bar was not controlling it, I mean, they literally would send, like, a bouncer over to tell people you can't dance. And if not, you would get ejected out of there because they would shut that bar down if they caught you not following the rules. But see, Nashville is liberal.
Oh,
and a lot of people don't know that, which is kind of crazy. You would think, hey, you know, Nashville, because of all the country music that comes out of there, but Nashville itself is a liberal town with very liberal beliefs, rainbow flags hanging out the sides of churches. Yeah.
Right.
So that is Nashville, Tennessee. It is not conservative. It is not the Nashville of your mama and daddy's country music.
Yeah. It seems like most cities are liberal. I mean, bigger cities.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know? It's really unfortunate because, you know, you've got people that were, you know, more conservative, you know, that made Nashville what it is. And now you've got people that, like, are so liberal. I mean, just like Taylor Swift. Absolutely.
Yes.
Liberal.
Yes.
You know, Mary Morris said she was quitting country music the other day because, you know, well, nobody gives a crap about Mary Morris and her political beliefs, and people are just tired of it being shoved down our throats.
Yeah.
And most country music fans, which I am a country music fan, I mean, I listen to other music too. But, you know, I mean, I was my one of my relatives was the fiddler player for Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm by far, you know, like I said, I was, you know, originally, you don't know this, but I was telling Proof one time on the show, you know, my grandparents and great-grandparents, they were used to be what was called Yellow Dog Democrats, if you know what that is.
I don't.
Well, a Yellow Dog Democrat in the South was, I mean, the South used to be blue, and then it turned conservative. It turned red because the parties have changed. And basically, a Yellow Dog Democrat, they were going to vote Democrat no matter what. But I can guarantee you though, if my great grandmother was alive today, she would be a straight up conservative. Because she wouldn't have this about abortion because she was Church of Christ. Let me tell you, she'd be already telling you were going to burn in hell.
Yeah, no, it's changed. It's definitely changed. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, the South has completely changed compared to what it is. And it's funny because we have a lot of people moving here from, like, California. And it, or either they'll say, like, hey, on these Facebook groups, you know, I'm moving to, you know, the area, you know, and everybody's like, well, you better vote red. The first thing that people type. Because nobody wants that BS here.
I mean, and no joke. And it's like, okay, why wouldn't they vote red? I mean, if they're going to vote blue, they might as well stay in California. You know?
But there's a lady.
Like, isn't that why you got here?
There's a lady I know. There's a lady I know that moved here from California. And she talked about how expensive it was. She just had to move away from there. So she moves here, and now she's complaining about inflation, yet she's still a Democrat. Explain that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I get infuriated just looking at her, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of how stupid she is.
I mean, how can people not see that the Biden administration has caused all the stuff happening right now? Don't tell me it's been coming up. You know, I know some of the things, that have been, but not, no. The things that are happening right now with the oil, this green climate thing is such a freaking joke. It's just a flipping joke. You know, I listened to Greg Braden. Did you guys see the Greg Braden episode about the climate? So basically he said, you know, they've been doing their homework. He's a scientist. So they've been getting some legit information, and they said that actually the surface of the earth is actually cooler. And they said what's heating up is the core of the earth. And he said humans have nothing to do with the core of the earth. We can in no way, shape, or form affect the core of the earth. he said it is a natural thing and it happens every, I forget how many years. I thought he said 13,000 or 17,000. But he said everything they're telling us, he said it is just a bold, you know, it's just a lie. He said, so
well,
what happened?
Well, it's obvious. Ask dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Ask dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs are dead.
Yeah.
We're on a changing sphere. It changes. It is not, we are not plugged down to anything. We're in the middle of a freaking huge universe. There is nothing guaranteed. There is nothing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Not even life is guaranteed the next day.
No. You are so right.
I mean, nothing. Yep. I mean, have y'all ever, y'all know one thing in life is guaranteed, and that's the only thing, and that's pretty much death.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, you know.
I mean, and all this green energy is nothing but about control. It's like the scams. It's like everything else.
Absolutely.
Again, I'm very mad about it. People need to get mad about it. And I keep asking myself, when are these other people going to get mad and get tired of putting up with this BS? But then you've got trans neighbor that is so focused on his sexuality
himself.
That he fails. That he fails. We live in such a narcissistic society now like that.
Exactly.
And it's mostly minority, but yet the rest of us gets all this pushed on us, especially on TV, because most of everything on TV, the writers, the actors, all of those people, except for a few of the conservatives that, you know, are bold enough to stand up. I mean, I had just happened one day to flip through and somehow ended up on the stupid Drew Barrymore show. I swear my IQ went down 100 points just like on the channel.
Know.
Let me tell you something funny. All of those people had on the same color mask, yellow. I'm sitting there thinking, and there was her and two other guests up there. Where were their masks at?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sitting there thinking, so you tell me your whole audience has on masks. You three don't have on masks. So just because they have on masks, it's going to stop COVID, even though you can see yourself breathing. It's like you had on glasses or something.
You can see yourself breathing. They think they're better than everybody. I mean,
Gavin Newsom, all those people out there, they're mine. I don't know what has happened to California. I mean, what is in the water out there that, you know, I kept hoping like everybody else that part of the country would just like fall off with a massive earthquake one day.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not going to.
I think people have been dumbed down through food and vaccines, medicine.
I mean, again, exactly. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking about it, it's not just one thing. It's a lot of things.
Yeah,
I mean, whenever you're getting a lot of things thrown at you at one time, it's different whenever you've got one thing being thrown at you because you can kind of blow one thing off, you know. But when you've got all these things being thrown at you like food, you know, I mean, you can't tell me that if you just walk around, I was paying attention one day, if you walk around whenever you're like at the mall or store, how many people are overweight now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal.
I want to say it's 60 to 70% of the population now that are obese.
I think it's really higher than that, honestly.
Well, if you're talking overweight, I'm 6'1 and weigh about 184, and I'm considered overweight.
No.
No, I'm talking about a little bit.
No, I'm serious. For 6'1", I'm supposed to be between 150 and 168.
You would look anorexic. You would look anorexic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, but for real, according to the physical fitness charts that Adolf Hitler came up with, I am overweight. I'm not obese. I'm close to obese, but I'm overweight. But depending on the pants, I'm a size 33 or 34 waist.
That's crazy. I've seen your pictures. You're definitely not overweight. I'm sorry. It's just the whole madness of like who sits back and creates these things and says, oh, by the way, you know, we're following this rule today, the mask for, you know, the, it's for one. you know, because it was such a back and forth, you know, about those for a while. It was like, well, maybe two masks might work, you know. And at first I went along with her, even though I thought it was kind of stupid, I went along with their little game. And I thought, you know, this is just dumb as hell. you know, and so I flew. I had to wear a mask on the flight, though. But once I got to Florida, I didn't wear a mask, you know. And I just refused to do it this time. I have one doctor's office here, and it's a major it's a major chain of like a conglomerate, like one of the big conglomerates. I actually wrote them. I got so mad I wrote them and told them like none of my doctor's offices except for them now was requiring those things. And they just stopped a couple months ago. And I was like, explain to me. I said, I worked on an ambulance for a living. Explain to me what proof do you have that this is stopping COVID?
Yeah.
You know, here it is that you still got people, you know, we still got COVID. And guess what? People were still wearing masks. People were still taking the freaking shot.
Exactly.
And we still got COVID. I mean, even the flu shot don't even stop the flu. It just mutates.
They probably made it worse.
It's an endemic. I've said this for a long time. When I heard that word, it's an endemic. We're going to have to get used to, you know, living with it. And
no, I'm not.
It is. So... I'm just lucky. I feel blessed that I've not had it. I've not had COVID. I just take a bunch of vitamins and pray for the best. Yeah.
Oh, I had it. I had it in August of 21, but it did not feel like a normal virus. It did feel like a bioweapon. I mean, it was the strangest thing in the world.
Did you go to the hospital?
I mean, nope. Stayed home and treated it naturally.
The only people that I know that died were the people that went to the hospital.
Oh yeah, most yeah, that was the case.
Like,
my mom has horrible health. She has, you know, heart disease. She's a borderline diabetic. You know, she's got all the things going on, and she got double pneumonia in both lungs in the upper part of her chest, and I called her one day and she sounded, I said, Mom, I'm like, I can hear you. I said, you've got pneumonia. So I ran up there, took her to the doctor, and they're like, they checked her oxygen. They were like, she needs to be on the hospital. And both of us at the same time were like, no. I said, give her medicine she needs. I said, she's already got oxygen at home. I said, she's got a BiPAP machine. I said, and Mom even said, she's like, there's no way I'm going to the hospital. This was in 21, you know, and sure enough, we got her home. We just did the oxygen. We did the medicines and she's fine, you know, and
exactly.
She was high risk. So it just, now I don't know that she had COVID, you know, she could have just literally had pneumonia. We were down in Florida and the red tide was awful. So she could have just literally, it could have been from that. I don't know, but I, yeah,
I was high risk too. I'm high risk too. I've had pneumonia. Borderline diabetic. I've got all those same things and
okay.
I've never had COVID. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, only people I know that died and my friend Jason that I was telling y'all about that, went to UAB by the time he got down there, his lungs were bleeding and he had holes in his lungs.
Oh, my gosh.
So you tell me what's wrong with that.
His lungs were bleeding, and you don't know if he had the injections.
I don't know if he had. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was not vaccinated. I'd be willing to bet he was not vaccinated.
Wow.
This was like at the first outbreak of it.
Holy,
I'm telling you, they were blowing people. I guarantee you, they were. Me and another friend of mine that she is a very well known paramedic in the state of Alabama, teaches classes And me and her came to the same conclusion. I mean, I really believe that they were blowing people's lungs up. You cannot tell me that you can keep an adult on high flow O2 for that long and not mess somebody's lungs up.
Yeah, no, and they know that's not what was, that they said that's not what was wrong. You know, it was just the lack, I don't know if it's like the lack of oxygen. I mean, that was part of it. But yeah, what they were doing was not the remedy. I can't remember listening to
somebody.
I mean,
that's obvious because, I said, even I have another friend that they shipped her from Huntsville Hospital to Vanderbilt, and they put her on an ECMO machine, and within 2 weeks, she was dead. She was 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
So between the oxygen they were putting them on, and whatever kind of, you know, remdesivir, the experimental drug.
Mm.
I mean, these people are not that old. You can't tell me they were just all such bad health. Jason was in pretty good health.
I'm telling you, this is why we all have to learn to take care of ourselves. Our medical system is messed up. I'm sorry. It is messed up. And it needs to be completely revamped. I mean, like David said, he said doctors are prostitutes now. I completely agree with that. You've got very few. You've got a few out there. I know a couple that didn't fall for this stuff. But I would say that 85% did. So,
I still have never worn a scam once.
That's awesome.
I wore it just this time or I did it for this. No, I wore it zero times so far.
That's good.
So I know I threatened about a half hour ago, but I really would like to play Mr. Broccoli.
Oh, definitely play Mr. Broccoli. So, but I'm out of here for the evening. It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. It was Leslie, right?
That's correct.
Leslie, yes. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And in the meantime, we're going to play this week's episode. Are you ready for us, Christina?
I am.
Okay. So the wiretap admits next year's plans.
Okay.
So I'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I am trying to get these child traffickers off the streets. In Brandon's America, these big cities are becoming more lawless. Brandon does everything he can to protect these traffickers. You have all these countries all over the earth to drop off their criminals and empty out their mental institutions in the United States. They are bringing in over 10,000 a day by train. Mostly military age men. Like it's an invasion.
Hold it right there, green dude. Anyone that is thwarting our crime syndicate must now be disrobed right this instant. And then placed in a FEMA camp. That does not exist. You best not be thinking about deporting any of our newly acquired undocumented friends of America, sir. No matter their crime or gang affiliation, we finna be bringing them right into Texas.
That new city for illegals is being investigated. Colony Ridge should not be a thing.
This is where you are wrong, green dude. That something like Riz Finnabies is a thing. We are putting ankle monitors on those dolts when they get into America. Thems is only allowed to remain in Texas. We need all the Democrat voters we can get in Texas to compensate for all the American citizens voting for Trump.
If you want America to vote Democrat, why not just bring out a better candidate than Brandon or the Cackler?
Don't you worry, sir. We finna bring out Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
What has Big Mike done exactly to win over the American public?
He was a former first lady, sir.
Yeah, that's great. So what other qualifications?
Hims is a nice lady.
Just because you are a nice lady, that does not get you a spot to be a president of a country.
You stupid fool, sir. Big Mike is also black and a trans.
Bruh.
What does the color of your skin have to do if you are qualified to be a president?
Look, you ignoramus. Once the fuss budgets and something that cares see a black trans female running for president, we can get all those minorities and LGBTQ plus peoples to come back to the Democrat plantation, sir. All them's finna do is celebrate the removal of Brandon and they will see a black celebrity they recognize. All those people pissed at Brandon will not be rejoicing in the streets for Big Mike. Now we just have to get Brandon out of the way and our plan will be a rising success, sir.
A ton of people will see right through this. They will not be fooled. They know the same people that ran Brandon will control Big Mike.
Precisely, green dude. That is why we need all the illegals we can get. So they can all vote for Big Mike.
So, you will steal the election with illegal votes?
Absolutely, sir. We can claim that only MAGA extremists voted for Trump. We even rigged the Democrat election so no other candidates can win unless we authorize them to win. You best not forget, sir. Presidents are not elected by the people. They are selected by the 1% of the 1%, sir.
You will not get away with this.
We will get away with it. Now, let's get you off these mean streets so our plan can come through fruition. You telling people about our plans will destroy our crime syndicate. Now I need to get your ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk into the TSA naked body scanner. We need to check your kumquats for any AK-47s, switchblades, or any MAGA extremists inside your ice cream cone, sir.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's gonna be a yes for me, dog. Now let's get in my 1993 Geo Metro and you shall be detained in Geolobalist lair until we can get you into that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later, wiretap. I have to go back to work.
Is you a dumb sucker, sir? You do not understand you in my custody, green dude. You are a bitnich 123. Now remove your garments, bring your kumquats to me. We will confiscate everything you own. Now get over here and let me get to work on the ice cream cone.
Okay, I'm getting tired. See you later.
Those were the wrong choice of words, says green dude. My ear canal do not like the sounds of you resisting arrest.
No one wants to hear about your crimes against humanity.
January 6th, sir. January 6th was the worst sting ever in the United States, sir. You voted for Trump. Even if you were not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, you participated in the insurrection and are an extreme terrorist threat. You share too many misinformations, sir. January 6th was for worse than Pearl Harbor, 9/11 and the Civil War combined. We need hard bravery communism and to not let peoples like yourself say anything against what we will tell you nincompoops about.
Please tell me how a million people protesting an election without any weapons or killing anyone is more violent than all those attacks combined.
That's easy, sir. You went against a crime syndicate. We need to label you as Nazis. Now that we have labeled you as MAGA extremists, we can arrest you and treat you just like we did the Jewish people in the 1940s Germany. Once we can euthanize 7 billion of you extremists, we can control the earth forever, sir. You are against our global government. You question elections. You refuse to take our gene therapies. You have even refused to put a bloody scam on your face. Those are major acts of violence against our globalists. We rule these streets, son.
We need to fight back right now against these globalists.
I disagree, sir. These lemmings need to sit down and keep their yaps shut. We need them dead or not paying attention, so it is easier to remove such sad sacks from this earth. Most of these jokers will even say there are no such things as FEMA camps, even if they are in a FEMA camp that absolutely positively does not exist or will ever exist. A FEMA camp has never been invented, sir.
You are sounding very disingenuous there. You sure they do not exist?
Who in their bloody mind told you that FEMA camps exist? That information is classified and confidential. It is expressly forbidden for any of us to tell you that FEMA camps exist.
Okay, I have to get rid of the wiretap real quick. Please check out my videos on Rumble. Also, please listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on lots of great guests, excellent co-host, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and check out Listen Live. There are lots of other shows on Freedomizer Radio if you look for the schedule on the Freedomizer website. Freedomizerradio.com.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You're not going to tell anyone ever to listen to freedomizerradio.com. Proof is against a crime syndicate. We need you to obey people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, and Michael Robinson or Obama. If we catch you listening to Proof Negative Alex Jones or Joe Rogan, we will have you come out with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. We will provide you one of our own attorneys so we can secure a guilty plea even before we go to court. Now, we need to see this green dude sunk. We need less groan, more ice cream cone. Do you understand English, sir? We need less groan, more ice cream cone.
Right, so I hope that was okay.
It was good, yeah. Yeah, they're always telling us what they're going to do. I think that's what a lot of people don't realize.
So what do you think happens with Robert Kennedy running as a third party, as an independent?
Well, what I would love to see, I would love to see him win, because that would speak, you know, so loudly to everyone. But we know that generally independents just never can drum up enough votes. But he does have a lot of people that follow him. I'm hoping what will happen is he will take the votes away from the Democrats, at least. So, but I don't know. I know it could be he takes the votes from the Republicans too. So I don't know. But at least there would be an independent running, and we'll just have to see how it plays out. But like I said, I don't think there's anything that could speak more profoundly than him winning.
Right, and it's too bad, because if the Democrat Party even somewhat faked being behind him, he would have a serious chance of doing some damage.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, they don't care about winning.
No, they care about power and control. They don't care about winning. Just like Mitch McConnell, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if the Democrats win all 50 states. He gets his cushy job. He doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the problem with all these people, just like Newsom. You know, he just did that zero bell thing out there, and it's like, he doesn't care. He's protected. You know, he's got his fancy home, and he's got protection around him, and he doesn't care if the rest of the state just gets eaten up with all these idiots.
No, these leaders, quote-unquote leaders, care if their country turns to crap. The important thing is that they have power. China's economy just imploded under Xi Jinping. But you know what? They have more political power. They were able to shut down the middle class in China, and they were able to issue in a communism. And globally, they're dominating. But inside, their country sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And I know David was, the guy that was interviewing David is from England. So he's from the UK. And he said, when he told the story about the church staying open and having the guards out front armed, you know, to protect him, he said, see, he said, in the UK, we can't do that. He said, they, you know, they took away our guns. So he said, we have no way of protecting ourselves like that. And that's what can never happen in this country. And I don't think it ever will. I mean, they'll have a bloody war if they try to take the guns away from people.
Yeah, that's one of very few things I think Americans will stand up for.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot.
Absolutely.
Just like the, they'll take their gene therapies, but they won't give up their guns.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very, you know, and I blame for the conservatives that line up for the shots, I blame a lot of that on Trump. Because he had so many supporters, and because he was pushing them, they trusted them. You know, if he had said no,
maybe in the beginning, but at some point, everybody was against Dr. Fraudy and company, even though Trump was out there being a pimp for Pfizer.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So.
Oh, and that pissed a lot of people off, including myself, that just
yeah.
recently he started coming back around. But I have to be honest, I like when Robert F. Kennedy says he's going after the deep state, and I believe him.
Yeah.
But I think that Trump could go deeper than Robert F. Kennedy.
Possibly. The only issue there is, I think that Robert F. Kennedy may know more avenues to actually get there with him. You know, he's won against pharma. He's won against some of the big corporations.
No,
but
I get that. We beat them in court. But
yeah.
as far as getting rid of deep state, I don't, while he's had victories, and I don't want him to fail. But I feel
right.
like Kennedy could be a 6, whereas Trump would be like an 8.
Could be true. Yeah.
See,
I mean,
the thing, just things like Robert F. Kennedy believes in man-made climate change and Trump doesn't. Things
he
like
does,
that,
that's
just
true.
Little things that Kennedy could say, look, I'm not going to do that because I believe in man-made global warming, whereas Trump doesn't have that regard.
Yeah, I wish Greg Braden could get a hold of Kennedy and talk to him about that, because then he would understand. It's like, yeah, he said, you know, it's like man has created things that are very toxic and ruining our food and polluting our air, you know, and all that stuff, but it's not really contributing.
Which pains me because Kennedy knows most of this.
I would think so. I mean,
so if you know that all of this is happening with the food and the gene therapies and such.
Yeah.
If you're talking about man-made climate change, we could start with the 1% that are changing the climate, not the cows that are farting in the woods.
Yeah. Well, and I think he is going to go after, like, the chemtrails and the, you know, and the genetically engineered things and the poisons and stuff. I think he is going to go after that. But yeah, you're right. He does mention that he does believe, you know, the climate change is from, I don't know, but I feel that he is truly a sincere person. And, you know, a lot of it probably comes from the fact that he used to not be such a good, you know, he had issues when he was younger, and but he pulled himself out of all that. So,
right.
so
and,
I don't
and
know.
Like I said, I'm not anti-Robert Kennedy. But you've heard me before say there's no way in the world the deep state would let him win. And they will do whatever it takes, including taking him off the Democrat ticket when he's a threat to whoever the nominee is.
Very true. Very true.
So now they won't even mess with him now, because even if Kennedy does well, he's going to get, what, 7 to 10% of the vote nationwide?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that he can't get more. I mean, I really don't know.
See, there's going to be a lot of people like myself that will say, just like I said, Trump, I trust more to go after the deep state, because even though Kennedy lost family members over it, look at what they're doing to Trump today. And the more they go after him, the more he's going to fight back. And I trust that 1,000%.
I mean, that's true.
So
that's true. That's
where I'm at.
Yeah, my only fear is that, but I guess that's not how I should look at it. But in one sense, though, we know that if Trump gets elected again, we know that there's going to be so much turmoil among the people. I mean, it is going to get ridiculous.
But honestly, how much of that is made by the fake news? And there's a lot of people this time around that will not talk crap about Trump because of what they just experienced for 4 years. They might not like him, but they're not going to talk crap like they did before.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I will be okay with Kennedy or Trump. I mean, I just hope and pray to God one of them win. I mean, if they somehow, you know, in this election again and just somehow, you know, get the person up there that they want up there.
I have to admit, I really like the fact that Trump spent a couple days, and Vivek Ramaswamy actually spent a couple days in California as well, where that was not expected that they do campaign events in California. You might laugh about California being liberal, but California has the most, if you looked at the 2020 election, there were more people that voted Republican in California than any other state.
Well, I know they're out there, and I'm thinking that maybe more have turned, you know, with everything that's happening. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it's going to change. But Trump had a good, I mean, he had a lot of good support out there, didn't he, this last time when he was just out there?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I mean, I saw a couple short clips of him, and it was great. So,
see, all it takes is for them to, and they've been talking about trying to bring back a draft. If they bring back a draft to go bring troops from U.S. to Russia under Brandon's watch, he's done.
He is done. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. No, I agree with you there. I mean,
especially if Trump
says,
I'm taking all the troops out of Russia, and Brandon's saying, no, we're going to bring more troops to Russia. Yeah, I don't think anybody that is of voting age is going to say, I don't feel like dying in a war that we don't need.
No, and you know what? We need to push that out there. We need to really get that out there with these young people and say, look, you know, the Democrats are pushing for the draft. Do you guys
We haven't had a draft in, what, 55 years or so?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe not 55, but at least 52-ish. I don't remember the last year. Was it like 1970, 71?
Was it that late?
Could be.
I mean, I guess.
When did the Vietnam War end? 72, 73? I'm not looking.
Golly, I didn't think it lasted that long. Hold on, I'll look. Did what year? Oh, my God. 75?
Really? I didn't think it lasted that long, to be honest.
Wait, ending the Vietnam? No, maybe it's 73.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. See, I did not realize that. Interesting.
See, and the thing is that the youth has no idea what a draft means.
You know, you're probably right. You're probably right. That'd be a couple of good posts to make. Because they need to know all these young men between the ages of, 18 and 40? Or how old?
I don't remember the exact
They need to know that's a real possibility.
But the thing is, they already have the replacement migration. We have the illegals, and the United States is not going to put the illegals out there to fight. And they're going to have women in the draft too this time around? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be popping. That's for sure. Nobody's going to be interested in this.
No, exactly. You know, and here lies the issue. There was a police officer that came in my store last week, and she wanted to consign a ring. So I'm trying to sell a ring for her. And we got to talking, and she took the jab. And, you know, she's like, well, I'm not going to take any more, but I could tell she was sold that these things might, you know, give some protection. And it just really makes me cringe when I think about that. But there was somewhere I was going with this, and now I'm completely forgetting what it was. With her, with what she said, something she said that really, I was like, oh, this is the problem. But everybody is just so brainwashed in those industries. And I just don't know how we're going to ever, they fixed this whole thing with these gene therapies. They knew what they were doing. When, you know, they didn't want them killing everybody. Because if they killed everybody they gave them to, obviously, that wouldn't have worked. You know, it wouldn't have lasted very long at all. But I just don't understand how so many were duped so easily.
They'll do it again. We know how people complied now in the late 1930s Germany, because they sure did it here.
Yeah. Very true. So. But yeah, they just, you know, and her boyfriend both, they're like, oh, we just, you know, we did it for everybody else to protect him. And now I know where I was going with it. And I said to her, she said, oh yeah, you know, he's vaccinated because he's in the military and they're obviously the first line. And I said, isn't that ridiculous? I said, the people out there that are protecting all of us, they want to give all these experimental jabs and poisons to them. I said, how does that make any sense? I said, why would they want them to be the guinea pigs? I said, to me, that shows me that someone not from this country is controlling all this, and they want our line of protection to be taken out first. I said, that makes no sense to me. And she's like, oh, yeah, but see, there's the proof that they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't want to poison our military. And I'm thinking, you know, she doesn't get it.
Oh, all you have to do is mention the Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah, exactly. And all the other ones, all the air assault, they were talking about, David was talking about in the subway. I'll have to go back and get the exact details, but how they released some aerosol things a few years ago, I guess, in different subways. I mean, yeah, people just don't know what they've done. You know, because they don't, there's not media that cover all this, or if they do, they obviously, you know, it gets suppressed. It gets removed. So just like I said, David's video that he did, you know, they removed a lot of his testimony. So I don't know. But the other gal, you've heard of, I don't know where she's from. I guess she might be from like Denmark. Have you heard of Dr. Astrid, or I think that's how you probably pronounce it, Astrid Stuckelberger? She's the female that used to work. Okay, so she used to work in the UN and the WHO. So she saw firsthand what was going on, and she got out of it. She's been calling, you know, she's been blowing the whistle. She is, for a long time now, she's been out of it. And I mean, it's great. You should really listen to some of her videos, because I know a lot of them on Natural News right now, because he just had an interview with her. But she's great to listen to, because she saw it. You know, she calls it the bioweapon, and she talks about all the stuff going on with the WHO. I'm trying to remember. I thought I wrote that down, but maybe I did not. But there were two articles by her. Let's witness firsthand the shift at the UN and the WHO from helping people to hurting people. And COVID jabs would seem to be one of these globalist bodies' most nefarious hurting people schemes to date. So, let's see. Healing rather than hurting them anyway by visiting chemicalviolence.com. And then her website, too, is Astrid Stuckelberger. It's AstridStuckelberger.com. But people really need to follow her, too, because, you know, she has factual information. She was there. She was in the middle of all of it working. So she saw what was taking place. And, you know, he also talked about the fact that, you know, Gates, he said that's not legal. He said the UN, it was against the rules to allow a private organization like Gates to donate money to, you know, to have influence. And he said he is 88% now of the money that funds those. And he said that was never supposed to happen. So, I mean, we've literally got cartels running everything. And like they said, it's an international coup. This freaking World Economic Forum thinking that, you know, saying that, you know, there's not going to be a power like the United States anymore. It's like, oh, really? Bring it on, Klaus Schwastika Swab. I mean, oh, wish he'd come to my front door. Oh, and try to step in my house. I'd give him 1 second to turn around and get out. So, I mean, these people, he and that Yuval Harari, such little weasel. I mean, I guarantee you they are probably such cowards. You know, you can just see it. And just
the thing is that they've been given carte blanche to run the world right now. So it's like they're drunk and stoned on power.
Yeah, but who gave them that power? We didn't give them that power. This country didn't give them that power.
Well, we do when we don't speak up. That's what it is.
Well, that's true.
Bullies take the power that they're given.
That's true. People need to understand that when you comply, you're giving away
all your power. You're becoming a slave. I mean, you know, these people that took these shots, they did. They became slaves to Big Pharma. So it, I don't know. But he was talking about, you know, when Daszak, if I can find on my phone, Peter Daszak said that thing about the Wuhan Institute. Oh, let me see if I can find it. He told, you know, he said what was going to happen. I mean, all the proof that it was planned, it's out there. And I just need to, I probably need to create a YouTube site and just start putting all this stuff on there so that people know. And I've got to see if I can find the one where he said that. In here somewhere. Not there. Executive order. He's not there. Not there. 2015. Well, I still remember this one. In 2015, why did Peter Daszak state to the National Academy of Sciences that a key driver is the media and the economics follow the hype? We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There you go. He said to the Academy of Sciences, Daszak said, to sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, he said, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as pan influenza and pan coronavirus vaccine. Now, how did he know that in 2015? So, I can't find that WI, the word he used, that might not have been in the, but he basically said that they were going to use the gene therapy. Darn it, I'll have to find that later and pull that back up. But it was, he used some initials like WI something, and it literally stood for the Wuhan Institute. And David was saying, you know, that everybody thought that Fauci moved these, the work that's being done on these pathogens over to Wuhan, and he said it's a lie. He said it was all being done at the University of North Carolina. So, Chapel Hill, he said that is where it's being done. It's not being done in another country. It was being done there. And he said Obama, when Obama supposedly banned that type of work, they basically grandfathered in that, oh, well, they had already started the work so they can continue to do it. I mean, it's just those also sickening that you just can't believe that this is all going on in this country right now. So we have been overtaken by criminals. We have criminals and murderers running our country. They're in our hospitals, Big Pharma. I mean, I got to look that company up too that he said that's the wealthiest and most influential. Okay, PHRMA. So it's Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. No, that's, maybe that is it. Foundation. So supposedly this is like the wealthiest foundation in the world. Aha. It's capital P little H and then capital RMA. It says improving public health by proactively investing in innovative research, education, and value-driven health care. Oh, their words. Good grief.
So everybody needs to check into that and see exactly what they're up to. But that's what's controlling everything. No doubt. No doubt, no doubt. I guess that's it. Yeah, I guess that's got to be it. Has to be. Oops. So, I tell you, it takes a lot when you start digging into those companies like that to go and see the funding and everything like that. You just have to dig and dig and dig. But you can. You can find it all. I need to start making a file. I just need to create some places to keep all this stuff. So it's at my fingertips instead of having to hunt for it. So enhancing diversity in biomedical science. Oh, I bet you are. Hey. Okay, let me get back to not that. What is that? Oh, that was all the Substacks. I tell you, the other person I really like listening to too is that Dr. Mike, is it Yaden? You've heard of him, right? He was one of the whistleblowers did he work for Moderna or for Pfizer? I think he works for Pfizer.
Sorry.
So
I
he's another.
I'm not part of the conversation, I guess, so I can't help.
Oh, okay. So you don't know him either?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Optical. So that little thing, you weren't able to just play that part, right? The very beginning of it?
No, because it was an hour and a half long, so I couldn't really, I couldn't clip it.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. Alrighty, I will have to. You said that Audacity,
right?
Is, okay, so I'll have to just.
Yeah, if it was 13 minutes, I would upload it. But when I tried to upload it for an hour and a half, I got a notice that said the file was too big.
Oh sure, I can understand that. I see what you're saying. So I'll have to get on there and full with it and see if I can figure out a way to do that. So I basically would have had to clip it from the beginning and then download it somehow.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Where did she go?
We could spend a few minutes and listen to Russell Brand if you like, or we could talk about listen to a quick video on Canada going communist. There's hosts on Freedomizer even that are from Canada, and they will be affected.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know that I've kept up with that part. I haven't kept up with that story, so.
Yeah, let me share it then. It's about 3.5 minutes.
The Democrats in Canada who have gone full communist are afraid they may lose the next election. They are in a push right now. Again, I wish I could say more. But it's happening right now and spilling into the open to censor everyone and jail anyone they disagree with, put everyone out of business at the same time. Look at this article by the Counter Signal. This is what I'm talking about. Justin Trudeau, an absolute communist, just passed the Online Streaming Act with the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. They're trying to now regulate podcasts. In other words, they are going to tell you what you can and can't say. This is after the Dan Wooten GB News incident with Ofcom over in the UK, where they're getting pressure. GB News is like the Fox News Newsmax of the UK. They're being threatened with being pulled off the air because of a joke on the show that the guy apologized for. Listen, Relaxium Lady Rachel style, I am telling you, this is really bad behind the scenes. There are governments all over right now that are ready to go full commie like that. Here's the Wall Street Journal. They're trying it here, too. The FCC is now doubling down on net neutrality. Net neutrality is a total scam. They're admitting now they're going to try to fix the Internet, and they're going to go ex post to basically go back and regulate content on the internet. All this is happening this weekend. It's all coordinated. The UK, the Ofcom incident, Canada pushing to censor podcasts, and the United States pushing to censor the internet. This is not an accident. Neither is this. Here's Joe Biden right on cue trying to build the momentum for this. Gave this interview this weekend talking about Elon Musk. This is all coordinated. Check this out.
What about what Elon Musk has done to Twitter, lowering guardrails against misinformation? Does that contribute to it?
Yeah, it does. Look, one of the things, as I said to you, when I thought I wasn't going to run, I was going to write a book about the changes taking place. And most of it's directed over the years for these fundamental changes in society by changing technology. Mm-hmm. Gutenberg printing and the printing press changed the way Europeans could talk to one another all the way to today. Where do people get their news? They go on the internet. They go online. They go, and you have no notion whether it's true or not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is all coordinated. Please, please take that check, take it to the bank, and cash it. I am not leading you astray. This is all happening on purpose. The UK, Canada, the United States, what were previously republics and representative democracies, parliamentary system, they are all going down in smoke at the same time. They are going full tyrant right now. They are going to censor and destroy anyone before these elections, and they are not stopping. This all happened this weekend. It's been building to this crescendo. They were just waiting for a moment, and now it's here. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino Show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Bongino, please, and subscribe for free. We appreciate it.
All right, so I hope you understand what's about to happen there. So you'll need to basically get a license from Canada in order to do a podcast, and they have to approve the message. And by the way, any news outside, you're not allowed to share news outside of the nation. Similar to China and North Korea, just so you know. So they've joined those ranks.
Yeah, and Iran, it's the same thing. I mean, over there, they,
yes,
you know, they have to be careful. This is, oh, my God. I mean, I'm just, what a joke Biden is, too. Give me a flipping break. What he says, the notion, you know, you just don't know if you're getting the truth or not. It's like, really? Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. I guess Elon, though, can't he kind of counter, well, I mean, he can kind of counter the net neutrality thing, can he? But I guess basically, even if people have access to his system, they can still get arrested.
But the thing is, though, is that Elon Musk does not actively tell people only certain people can post. Everybody can post on Twitter. You're just not allowed to share fake news.
Right.
And he's not going to censor people for not being a Democrat.
Right. Yeah. Biden and Trudeau, they just don't want any information getting out except for what they want you to hear.
Right.
Ugh.
So did you hear Brandon last week talk about MAGAs again? And now you have every single Democrat out there talking about the MAGA extremists that are pro-Putin and against Ukraine because we don't want World War III. So... we don't want to see millions of people killed across the world, so now we love Putin. That's what they're telling us. Let me share this quick 2.5-minute clip.
Wow.
And there's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it. Here is what you hear from MAGA extremists about the retiring Patriot General honoring his oath to the Constitution. Quote, he's a traitor, end of quote. In times gone by, the punishment, quote, in times gone by, the punishment would have been death, end of quote. This is the United States of America. This is the United States of America. And although I don't believe even a majority of Republicans think that, the silence is deafening. The silence is deafening. Hardly any Republican called out such heinous statements. We should all remember, democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn the threats to democracy. When people are willing to give away that which is most precious to them because they feel frustrated, disillusioned, tired, alienated. It's up to us, the American people. In my view, the more people vote, the more engaged the whole nation becomes, the stronger democracy will be. So the answer to the threats we face is engagement. It's not to sit in the sidelines. It's to build coalitions and community. To remind ourselves, there's a clear majority of us who believe in our democracy and are ready to protect it. History's watching. The world is watching. And most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible.
So there you go. He doesn't mention that, of course, he's being investigated for the corruption, and that's why the MAGA extremist movement is so bad, because they're going after him and his son.
Yeah. People have to remember that people like that, they're telling you what they're doing. You know, he's talking about himself. Oh, that's comical. Wow. I think he's delirious and just doesn't understand who we are, who this country is, or, I mean, seriously, he's delirious. That just, yeah. No, we're not United States right now. No, we're almost a communist country. Oh, jeez. I mean, the fact that they think that they can have power over anyone and force people to do things and just, it's that in and of itself, that is, in my eyes, that's treason. I mean, I'm sorry. So,
well, nowadays, it's just considered liberal.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, no, I said, I wonder why, you know, we literally should be able to sue the government for allowing the poisoning of our air, our soil, our water, our bodies, you know? It's just not right. No one ever gave any of them permission to say, yeah, go ahead and genetically modify this and that, and to where it's, you know, in most of the food now, like corn. You know,
and they're telling you right off the bat, look, this is what we're going to do to you, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who?
But it all started when they told people to put those scams on, and everybody just shut up and put those scams on. So
yeah.
they feel like they can own you now.
Yep. I mean, it's just so many people just, yeah, they live in fear.
Wouldn't say fear. They're not, they don't have a fear of COVID. They have a fear of not being allowed to buy stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it is. When they say, I hate wearing scams, but then they put one on and then they go shopping and then they give them the money, that means I like wearing scams. Because if you didn't like them, then you would stop wearing them.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to let this movie be played again. Not in my world.
Well, you have Brandon last week telling people to just shut up about saying no to the gene therapies and just go get them.
Yeah, I got news for him. And tell him to shut up if I ever,
He can have my booster.
Yeah,
I'm not one of those people that will do stuff just because somebody says so. I'm not very good at that.
No, and it's just like, you know, the excuse people used in the beginning that they said, oh, I took it so I could travel. It's like, really? You know, what do you want to, you know, it could have been your last trip. Did you think about that? I mean, these things are, and I told you about the era that they did that Yale has developed the aerosol gene therapy now. Can be inhaled.
Yeah, I've seen it before, right.
Never ending. Never ending. And they told people that it had not been tested on any animals.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, that's the first thing, too, that needs to be stopped. And this is the part. I know that Kennedy would stop this. This is the part I don't know that Trump will stop. The messing with these pathogens and stuff that they're developing, these bioweapons and all this stuff, it needs to be stopped. Needs to be stopped. So, I mean,
I just wish both of them would run together and then they'd go after everything together.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Not gonna happen.
I mean, I know it's not because there's two. I can see where Trump would, accept Kennedy, but I don't think Kennedy would run with Trump. You know what I mean?
I think that Kennedy seems one of those people that he would never want to be labeled a Republican.
Yes, which I don't understand. I mean, he knows, they're both on the same coin. I just, this two-party thing, I don't know.
On the other side, the whole world basically knows we're going to have Michael Robinson Obama and Governor Grossom's going to be the vice president. We all know that.
Not going to happen. Can't happen.
Big Mike is a nice lady, though.
Yeah.
So that's what they want, and they won't really need to fraud all that much.
Yeah. I don't know.
And ask people what's Big Mike's qualification, just like the wiretap said tonight, that, well, she's a very nice lady. She's black. She's trans. And she's a Democrat. And she's Obama's wife. So, therefore, she has all the qualifications. And name me one of her policies. Well, I can't. I know that Barry gave me hope and change, so I feel like even though the same people that run Brandon are going to run Big Mike, that we're going to get change. I don't know what kind of change, because it's the same party and the same people behind the scenes, but if anything goes wrong under a Big Mike, they could blame Brandon. And then Big Mike will get a freebie for at least 2 or 3 years.
So who out choose to run?
They're desperate. Their other bench, other than Big Mike and Gruesome, would be Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan.
Oh,
and they're even talking about Mayor Eric Adams out of New York City. If they can't get Big Mike, they might want Eric Adams so they can get a black face up there.
Yeah, because Obama worked out so well, you know.
Hey, according to a lot of black people, though, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people, even if he didn't do anything physically for them, he made them feel good. He made them feel like hope. So even though he did nothing, he made them feel good. So at the end of the day, that might account for something. He made people feel proud of their heritage, I guess. Even though he didn't do anything for them, he made them feel like he did. So that plays a role. But Brandon did nothing for anybody except for illegals and sex traffickers.
You know, talk about racist. Why do we never see a Native American? You know, let's talk about that. Anytime they throw up all this kind of stuff, it's like, you know what? What about a Native American? Why haven't they ran for president? So I won't settle for any of this stuff. I'm like, nope. This country belongs to Native Americans. If anybody deserves anything, it's them. So just don't even go there with me. So we have, you know, I have a customer that comes in, and he's dark skin, and he, you know, we were talking the other day, and he gets so frustrated. He was in the military. He's a veteran, and he's still fighting to get, you know, his benefits. It's ridiculous, and he and I were talking, and he knows, and he's the same way. He's like, yeah, he said, we all got along fine. He said, it's just what, he said, they started all this stuff. He said, there was no problem. I said, exactly. I said, I agree with you. I said, I don't have any problem. I said, everybody I know got along with everybody just fine. Mm-hmm. So, and it's true. It's true. I think a lot of people feel that way too, but there's a lot that don't, you know, the ones out there tearing up the department stores and just going in and taking what they think they deserve. So, I mean, it's maddening. I love, though, my mom was telling me a story about some young guy going around with his phone and sticking it up in people's faces. And they said he did it to like a middle-aged guy. The guy had his hands full, I think, with food or something. But this kid was pestering him to death. He just went up to him. He took a cell phone and was like sticking it in his face and just, you know, pestering the heck out of him. And the guy kept telling him, you need to leave me alone. He said, you know, he warned him time after time to stop. The kid just continued to do it. The guy took out his freaking gun and shot him. He didn't kill him. And so the guy had to go to court. And thank God he was not found guilty. They let him go because they had proof that this kid had been doing this to so many people. And so, you know, I was like, well, wow, you know, for a change, that turned out right. So, I mean, that's not the answer, but I just, you know, I still don't understand. It's like either people have died or they're just at home being lazy, getting free money, because there's still so many jobs out there that are not filled. You know, I was in St. Louis today, and one of the places I was at, he said, this place used to be full of workers. I used to have a ton of workers in here. He said, I can't get them anymore. And it just, I don't understand. So I can't wait till law enforcement gets stronger and changes all this stuff and puts a stop to all that looting and stuff. I mean, that will be the day when I know we're headed back in the right direction. I mean, there has to be some law and order. I'm sorry. You know, these freaking people acting like baboons with rabies. I mean, I'm just so sick of it. Really tired of it. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. Got news for him.
I just can't believe that that California actually did pass that law that says that fast food workers are going to start getting $20 an hour.
What?
Yeah, everybody's pay is going to be bumped up. If you work for McGMO, you're going to get $20 an hour. Standard.
So I guess they're trying to shut down the fast food places now, huh?
Well, either that or you're going to have office managers that make $18 an hour. They're going to quit to go flip burgers.
Wow. So I wonder if they're going to raise the price of fast food.
Yeah, obviously they're going to have to.
They're going to start going to the robotic.
Oh, they have Flippy the burger flipper. Yeah, there's already a robotic flipper in California.
Jeez. Insanity. Ooh. Well, got to give soon. That's for sure.
All right, I got time for one more clip, I guess. Vivek Ramaswamy talking about dismantling the establishment. I want to play him real quick.
The real threat we face in the United States is the rise of that managerial class from our universities to corporate America to the ultimate mother of the managerial class in the administrative state, in the federal government itself. Today, the people who we elect to run the government, they are no longer the ones who actually run the government. It is the deep state in the shadow government of those three-letter agencies that wield power today. And that is why I have said that as your next president, I will do what the U.S. president, the leader of the executive branch, can actually do. We will shut down the unconstitutional federal administrative state. That is the head of the snake. And we're not going to tinker around the edges. We're going to gut it. If I can't work for you all as your next president for more than 8 years, which I think is a good thing, then neither should any of those federal bureaucrats reporting into me either. 8-year term limits for the bureaucracy instead of these civil service protections. We're done with it. When there are government agencies that should no longer exist, from the FBI, to the IRS, to the ATF, to the CDC, to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, to the U.S. Department of Education. We're not going to incrementally reform them. We will get in there and shut them down. That is how you revive the integrity of a constitutional republic. 75% headcount reduction in the federal bureaucrat headcount. rescind 50% of the unconstitutional federal regulations that fail the Supreme Court's test in West Virginia versus EPA. This is how you actually drain the swamp. And they will tell you, I mean, I respect the beginning of the project that President Trump began. That's why I commend him every time as the excellent president that he was. He rolled over that log, and we saw what crawled out. And I will always give credit to him for doing that without apology. We saw what crawled out. But if you strike the swamp strikes back. So if you're going to roll that log over and see what crawls out, you better be ready to bring the pesticide. That's what I'm bringing to the table. Okay? Extermination of the swamp. They told him. That's what they do. They dupe leaders like us. They tell you can't fire these employees because of civil service protections. Well, guess what? I've actually read the law. My parents got this for me yesterday, my pocketbook copy of the Constitution. There's one Article 2 in the Constitution. If somebody works for you and you can't fire them, that means they don't work for you. It means you work for them because you're responsible for what they do without any authority to change it. So I refuse to be the puppet who sits in the White House today. We're going to actually get in there and say, you know what? The civil service protections might say, hey, I can't fire you because I disagree with something and you're working at the FTC. Fine. But the civil service protections do not apply to mass layoffs. And mass layoffs are absolutely what I will bring to the D.C. bureaucracy as your next president. That is how you gut the system. That's what we'll do at home. And if we do one thing at home, there's a lot else I want to do. Gut the administrative state so we have three branches of government, not four. What do we do?
All right. So that's part of it.
So do you think he would ever be considered to run with Trump?
Trump said last week there is nobody on that debate stage that he's interested in as a vice president.
Oh, wow. It seems like, was there somebody that else, though, that he was, who did I see? I thought I saw something about somebody. It was a female, I thought. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I think his first choice is Kristi Noem. Second choice might be Carrie Lake, unless she's running for Senate. Vivek might be like fourth or fifth choice behind Rand Paul, in my opinion.
Okay,
so,
yeah, Chris, I do like I mean, I do like her. So I could see that. That would be good. And she's pretty likable, I think. I mean, in my eyes. So, and obviously she did a pretty good thing in her state.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought it would have been good to have Trump and DeSantis, you know, DeSantis as the VP, but obviously that's been obliterated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No.
He can always pick Mike Pence again, right?
Oh, Lord. What a joke. I mean, That one's just, I can't stomach every time that debate would, every time Pence would talk. I'm just like, no. Oh, it's awful. And I don't, everybody seems to think Nikki Haley did the best. And I'm like, I don't like her.
No, and I think she's flaunting that I'm the female card a little bit too much. And I'm not a war hawk, so I'm against anybody that thinks we need to keep funneling money to Ukraine. Whoever says that, I don't even listen to them.
Exactly.
They're just there taking up space.
Yep. It needs to stop. There needs to be not one more penny sent to them. It needs to end. So, who knows? Who knows what's the truth is out there? You know, you look up the thing they were talking about, how supposedly a bunch of Ukrainians. Oh, it's that time.
Yeah, it's that time already, believe it or not. So thank you for joining me as always, Christine. I always thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you for thanking me. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am